the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. This year marks a special time for the Boise Valley Square Dance Hall. It's celebrating its 45th anniversary. The hall has been around since 1978 when, according to the story, a group of very determined square dancers raised money through raffles, recycling, and even selling a train car load of toilet paper and use the cash to build a hall. To celebrate the anniversary, dancers will hold 2 days of dancing this weekend, and here to tell us more about it are former caller Roy Vegan, as well as Mary Davis and Bob and Joanne Andrew, all of whom helped build the hall. Good afternoon to everybody. How's it going?
Yes.
So take us back 45 years. Why did you want to build a dance hall?
Well, back in the day, for the large dances, we had trouble finding an affordable venue that had a good floor and good acoustics. So we decided that maybe we'd have to build our own so we could always have what we needed.
Well, that's very good. I love the planning. So is there any truth to the rumor that you raised money any way you could, including selling a whole train car load of toilet paper? Tell me about this story.
Yes, that is true. We sold it by the cartons. And after we sold to all the square dancers and their families and friends, we still had a little left. It took us a little while to get rid of the end of it, but we did. It was a fun thing to do. We also operated the restaurant out at the fairgrounds in the pavilion. We held a casino night in the Crystal Ballroom. That was a lot of fun. We did a lot of rummage sales, bazaars, selling of cookbooks. Anyway, we always come up with something.
Well, it sounds, Mary, like you guys were very determined to get your own hall. Bob and Joanne, were you also as determined to get a place to square dance?
Yes, we married in 75, but we met square dancing, and our club was the Single Swingers. It was just a singles club, and they danced at Lowell School. So, you know, just different places, Lowell School, Holcomb Grange, the IOA Hall, just any different places around the valley that we could find to dance. And we had a area association as the ISRDA, which is Idaho Square and Round Dance Association. And they, as a group, got to throwing around the idea of we needed a place, since there was, at that time, there was 25 clubs in the area.
Wow.
Not all of them were in the Boise area. There were some in Emmett and Nampa and around, even some in McCall and Cascade. All those other places weren't going to come into Boise. They still had their own areas, but there was enough clubs in Boise. We just decided to build it, and we did.
Okay, can we back up? You said you met when square dancing and then you got married?
Yes. I started square dancing with the Single Swingers in about 70, and joined and started square dancing about 72 or 3. And then we got together as a couple and
we're married in 75.
This is a square dance love story.
You know, there's a lot of
people that met during through singles. There was several couples that ended up getting married, and there's even one couple that were singles and got married and started a club. It was then called the Boise Valley Doubles, or BVDs.
Wow. Okay, we're speaking with former caller Roy Vegan, as well as Mary Davis and Bob and Joanne Andrew, about the 45th anniversary of the Boise Valley Square Dance Hall. Roy, I hate to ask this question, but there may be some folks out there who don't know what is square dancing. And since you were a caller, maybe you can describe it. How does it work?
It's not a bunch of squares dancing. We dance in a square formation, and it is a It's a hands dance more than a foot dance. No fancy footwork. It's just a matter of moving through the other people in different formations and getting all twisted up, and the collar can get you right back home again.
And Roy, what is a collar? What were you doing when you were a caller?
When you call, you call to the music with a little rhythm so that the dancers can feel the rhythm along with the music. And you tell them what to do a second or two before they should do it. And no time to argue, they do it. And by the time they get through, I get another call waiting for them. So it's challenging. And most of all, it's fun.
Wow. Okay, so I don't have any music handy, but could you tell us or sort of do a call so we know what it sounds like?
I could do a short call for you.
Sweet.
Alleman left with your left hand, back to the partner, right and left grand, right and left around you go, till you find your honey and do-si-do, and promenade around you go till you get back home and bow to the partner. Nothing more complicated than that.
That is awesome. I love it. I love it. And you mentioned you dance in a square. So is it fair to say round dancing is dancing in a circle?
Yes, it is. Round dancing is more like ballroom dancing. But you don't have to memorize the moves. You have a cue instead of a caller, and he or she will tell you what move to do a second or a beat or two before you do the move. And it's great. You all move at the same pace, so there's no collisions on the dance floor. And all you see is smiles when you get through with the song.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love it. Bob and Joanne, since you guys met square dancing and got married, what is it about square dancing that brings people together?
Oh, the friendship. Square dancers are wonderful people, and we have lifelong friends from literally all over the United States that we have met in square dancing and have kept in touch with. It's really, really special.
We have gone to Arizona in the wintertime for a couple months, and there's a lot of square dancing down there. And so you meet people from Canada, from Michigan, from New York, from the Dakotas, from Wisconsin, Minnesota, and we're all down there together, and we just get to know people from all over the place.
Wow. Roy, can anybody learn to square dance?
Yes. Our phrase says from 9 to 90. And believe me, we have all those ages and even a few 7 and 8 year olds in there. It's just a matter of learning some basic moves. They're all easy, but they're put together so it gets to be a just enough challenge to where people celebrate when they get them right.
Nice. I love it. I love it. Okay, so the Square Dance Hall, where is it? I guess we should find out where it is if folks want to come and celebrate Friday and Saturday.
Well, it's on Diamond Street, which is off of Victory and Down Road area.
Wow. Mary, it sounds like the hall is very important to the community.
It is important. It's a wonderful facility with the best dance floor in the whole country.
Oh, that's wonderful. Joanne, what would you tell folks who are thinking about coming out to learn how to square dance?
Just don't miss that wonderful opportunity. Come out and try. We'd love to have you. It's good exercise. You'll make new friends, and you'll enjoy good music. And it's a wide variety of music. Yeah. I just say, don't miss this wonderful opportunity. You'll be glad you did.
Roy, what about you? What do you tell folks if you're thinking about square or round dancing?
They're both fun. Now, since we have a lot of people coming in, we're having what we call a trail end dance. Some people don't like to travel all day and then dance all night. They want to get here a day ahead of time and dance two nights. And that will be a square and round dance with Darren Keith calling, and happens to be my wife, Margene, will be doing the cueing that night. Then on August 15th, on Tuesday, is a dance especially for new, never-before dancers. It is free. Come out to the hall. You'll get 2 hours of entertainment. You'll see what square dancing is. You'll find out that there's a whole room full of friends there, because they'll all be just as nervous as you are, but they will be having a lot of fun. That's a free dance on August 15th. So I'd encourage people to, you can come out and watch the trail end dance. If you don't dance, there's no charge, but come out anytime and watch. It's great.
Nice. We're speaking with former caller Roy Vekin, as well as Mary Davis and Bob and Joanne Andrew about the 45th anniversary of the Boise Valley Square Dance Hall. I want to thank all of you for being here, and good luck. And here's to another 45 years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.